songs just come to my heart. The Lord gave me a message, and it's kind of going a little different than the way I thought it was, and this song kind of goes with it. It's a song, the very first song that the Lord blessed me to write. But it talks about God's promises. And we know God's promises are true and faithful.
Amen.
We'll try to do this song. It's called The Promise of the Master. Time rolls on, the clouds roll by, and the rain drops fall to the ground,
much more,
and the dew upon the roses ever shows. God's word on earth abounds. Sky above, and it shows the master's promise. If you stole Savior's love, now your life is but a moment as the wind. The Spirit blows away, but the soul within the body has a place eternally to stay. Take time to live, take time to prosper. Time to make the Savior yours today. For when your time on earth is over, it will be too late to pray. Sky above, and it shows the master's promise. If he stole the Savior's love, and it shows the master's promise. If he stole Bibles, turn over with me to 2 Peter chapter 3, very familiar scripture.
Bless
you, Lord. I feel like this is what the Lord wants me to preach on you. Be much in prayer for me today. When we get done here, we're going to go tonight and preach over at Dad's church at Oak Grove. So just pray to the Lord, give me strength.
Yeah.
And just trust Him all the way. Amen. You know, sometimes we worry too much. We need to trust a lot more than we worry. And sometimes I find myself in that situation. Just need to trust in God's promises. Amen. And that's kind of what the long lines that we're going to go over this morning. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter says here, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Be mindful of these things, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming?
Yeah.
For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that the day, one day with the Lord is as a thousand, and a thousand years as one day. Let me read that again. Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day.
Yes.
The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Yeah. Amen.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And the earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up.
Less and more.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless, and account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our brother, beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. That's as far as we're going to read. That's quite a bit of reading, but I want you to notice here, it's talking about the promise of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a very specific promise it's talking about here. We know that the promises of God are yea and yea. The Bible tells us that all His promises are yea and yea. We may get to that here in a little bit, but this one particular verse of Scripture is referring to a particular promise. And that is, in the context as we read this, it said the last days there's going to be scoffers. There's going to be some not believing in the promise of the coming of the Lord. That's the promise that it's dealing with in this chapter.
Yeah.
Amen, that the Lord is going to return one day after a while.
Yeah.
Just like He told the disciples He would. And He said here they're going to be saying things like, where is the promise of His coming? In other words, they're not going to be questioning His coming. They're going to be questioning God's Word. They're going to be questioning God's promise. In the beginning of time, when we hear about Adam and Eve, what was the thing that the devil used to get the doubt, of seed of doubt planted in Eve's mind? It was what God had said. It was His Word, amen, that they would, that the devil used, and he twisted it around so that Eve would misunderstand what God was trying to tell them. And today we see that a lot of people today have, amen, they're misusing the Bible, they misquote it, they misuse it for their own privileges, for their own gain, for their own wealth. Amen, that Word is very precious. That Word is very precious to the Christian's life, and it's very important that we as Christians need to be in the Word of God so that we can know for ourselves what it says. I was talking to a preacher friend of mine earlier this week. Amen. And we was talking about how spiritually ignorant some Christians really are today, and how sad it is that we don't have more giants in the spiritual faith in the Christian world today like we used to. So easy it is to be misled and to hear one thing and not really be grounded and rooted and settled in the Word and have our foot on the rock and our minds made up. It's easy, amen, to be gathered by every wind of doctrine. Amen, like Ephesians said, don't be persuaded by every wind of doctrine. Amen, it's important we have our own foundation that we was talking about this morning as settled and assured in our hearts so that when we answer according to men, when they have a question about the faith that we have in us, we have an answer to repeat back to them that is sure and is solid and has a foundation to it. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. We need to know. We need to have it settled in our hearts that what God says is the truth.
Yeah.
Amen. And that nobody that tries to persuade us otherwise that it's going to come to that, that we're going to believe that. And that's what the devil used. He tried to do the same thing with Jesus when he was in the wilderness. He told Jesus all sorts of things. He even misquoted Scripture. You know, the devil can quote Scripture to you. You know that? He did that to Jesus. The whole thing is he forgot to talk about the rest of it. He didn't quote the rest of it. But he told Jesus, he said, you know, go ahead and throw yourself off this mountaintop, off this temple here. Put him at the top of the temple, I believe it was. He said, throw yourself off this mountain, this temple here. And the Lord will protect you because He'll give His angels charge over you so you won't dash your foot against the stone.
Bless the Lord.
Jesus quoted back with Scripture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. He quoted back the true Word of God. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Amen.
Amen. After three times the devil had to flee. Bible says to resist the devil and he will flee. Amen.
Right.
But if your life is not submitted unto the Lord, you don't have a leg to stand on.
That's right.
Amen. You can resist the devil all you want to, like the seven sons of Sceva did in the book of Acts. They tried to cast a demon out of a guy, but their lives were not submitted unto the Lord. And because of that, the demon within the man, amen, he jumped on them and tore them all to pieces. They didn't have any spiritual ground, spiritual foundation to stand upon. Amen. The world we live in today, it's so easy to get our eyes paying attention to the violence and the filth that's in the world. Amen. I try to avoid the news like the plague. Amen. I may check on it once a week or so, pull it up on my phone and check the little news app. But I tell you what, I can't find any good news in there hardly at all. It used to be. It would be some good news every now and then. But now it's all politics or somebody shot somebody else or they're having all kinds of killings going on or some kind of a new technology's coming out. We really need to pay attention to that latest version of the iPhone, you know. Like that's going to get us somewhere.
That's your boy.
That iPhone is going to fail you.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was at Chick-fil-A the other day. I like going to Chick-fil-A, and they have a little nice environment there. You can kind of sit and work. And I had my little journal out. I had my notebook out. I was writing. And you know, they had the big, I think it was starting to thunder real bad, the storm. And all the lights went out. And I got to thinking to myself, I got tickled because I said, you know what? I got pen and paper, and I ain't got to worry about that crashing. They got their phones out. Boy, they're just panicking. Oh, world wide spread panicking. Oh, I can't access my contacts. And it's sad when you think about it. People have lost the old time way. And they're so, you know, dependent on modern technology that when it fails them, they don't know what to do. I have people tell me all the time that they go to a restaurant when the power goes out, and the cashier don't know how to multiply, add, or subtract. They don't know how to give the change back. Because the computer ain't working for it. Now, the foundations. The Bible says if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Yeah.
Hey, if we don't have ourselves rooted and grounded in this Word here, and what it says, then we'll be pulled away with every slight of wind of doctrine. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
But like I was saying, you see the news, and it's really easy to get our eyes on the politics, or if they're going to be enforcing these laws, or bringing up new laws to deal with the guns, or to deal with all this other stuff. And we get our eyes on these things, and we begin in our own life to start to panic. We start to worry. We begin to sink spiritually because our mind is all focused on the things of the world. I don't remember Jesus ever having to worry about what Caesar did.
That's right.
And man, there's only one time that I can remember that he mentioned Caesar. He called Herod an old fox. And then Caesar, he said, render unto Caesar what's Caesar's, but you better render unto God what's God's.
That's right, brother.
And that's all he had to say about politics. That's it.
Yeah.
He didn't have to worry about that. Why? Because he said, don't put your treasure on this world.
Right.
Don't lay yourself up treasure on this world where moth corrupt and thieves steal. Lay up your treasure in heaven. Be heavenly minded, amen, so that you know that everything is good. That God's in control. For one thing, He made this whole world. They used to sing a song back when I was in little Sunday school, little kids Sunday school. He's got the whole world in His hand.
Amen.
You know, God's still got the whole world in His hand. Even though I've grown up, I've got older, I'm not carefree little kid like I used to be. I don't go around singing He's got the whole world in His hand, but maybe it should a lot more.
Yeah.
God's still got this whole world in the palm of His hand.
That's right, brother.
He's still in charge. He's the one that makes it spin. He's the one that makes it go around the sun. He's the one that gives us 24 hours in a day. He's the one that gives us so many days in a month. And if it wasn't for Him, none of us would have woke up this morning.
Amen.
In the beginning, God said. The very verse in the Bible deals with God's Word.
Amen.
He spoke it. He said it. And if we begin to question God's Word, then everything else, the foundation becomes uprooted. Yeah. It becomes crumbled.
Amen.
I tell you, I wouldn't even go in this direction. I don't know where this come from, Gary. It's got to be from the Holy Ghost, because this is not what was on my mind and my heart this morning.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. The promises of God are sure, and they have been tested, and they can still be tested and found to pass the test every time.
Amen.
You know, we go through hard times. We go through hardships. We go through death. We go through disease. We go through all this other stuff. But I'm telling you what. Job went through a lot of that too.
Yeah. Amen.
He come out on the other side
with
twice as much as what he had.
That's right.
God supplied his need.
Yeah.
Paul went through various persecutions. Yeah. He went through stoning. He was whipped several times. I wonder if he'd been thrown in where the beasts are. They had those games with the beasts, the lions and everything, where they'd throw them in there and see how long they'd last. Paul talks about that. I wonder if he didn't have to go through that himself. I don't know, but he mentions that in Scripture.
Bless you more.
And I'm telling you, God's promises are true.
Amen.
Let's talk about some verses that tell us about God's promises. They're unfailing. Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56, says, "Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant." Hey, this was somebody that said, you know, there's not been a thing that's not been fulfilled by God's promise.
Amen.
He's been faithful.
Amen.
His promises are assured by his own divine ability. He is God. He can do anything he wants to. He has supreme authority over any governor, any president, any ruler. Any storm, any trial, any sickness, any disease, God has authority over all that.
Yeah.
In Romans 4:21, he's talking about Abraham. He said, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, what God had promised, he was able also to perform.
Yeah.
God's promises are grounded in his own Son. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in him, in Christ, are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us.
Amen.
His promises are of infinite value. They're eternal.
Amen.
2 Peter 1:4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And ultimately those promises end in everlasting life. And this is 1 John 2:25, and this is the promise that he had promised us, even eternal life.
Amen.
God promises the answers prayer. He promises blessings. He promises the removal of different obstacles. He promises to supply our needs according to his riches and glory. He promises all things work together for the good of them that are called to the according to his purpose. He promises that there's a place prepared for us that he's going to prepare.
Yep.
And if it was not so, he'd tell us.
Amen.
Many, many promises.
Yeah, yeah.
David said in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Yeah.
Healeth all thy diseases.
Amen.
Forgiveth all thy sins." Just those two right there are enough.
Yeah.
But he keeps going.
Amen.
God's promises are sure. His word is sure. And if we're established and grounded in that.
Amen.
And I tell you what, me and Jerry was just talking a few minutes ago about how much Gary has grown as he's studied and as he's been called to by the church to help fulfill a need in the church and fulfill a need of being a teacher. And we need more laborers in the field, but it's really great to see when the laborers take their job seriously and they're willing to do the work to put into it. Amen. He said he was tired this morning because he spent 10 hours on the roof fighting with them nails up there in them gutters. But I'm telling you what, the little few minutes he spent in Scripture, was well worth outweighing everything he done on that roof. Amen.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, brother. I've been learning a lot, been enjoying under the tutelage and the ministry that you've got, amen, up here behind the pulpit teaching the word. It's sacred. And it's important that each one of us takes that as an example in our own life, that we study the word and we strive to learn more about it. Amen.
That's great, buddy.
Amen.
Because that's the only thing you can count on in this world.
Amen.
You can't count on one law because tomorrow they might change it.
Amen.
How many times you gone down the highway and the speed limit changes on you? You didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Or they add a stop sign where you don't even expect it.
Yeah, okay.
You can't count on that. You can't count on things to stay the same in here.
Bless.
But Jesus said, I am the same today, yesterday, and forever. Amen. God does not change. Amen. You can bank it.
Amen.
Amen. You can put your whole soul on this right here.
Amen. Yeah.
God's promises are sure.
Amen.
Amen. Are we going to take Him at His word?
Amen.
That's the question I have for you today. Are you going to take God at His word? It's time to quit playing church.
Amen.
It's time to start living church.
Yep. Right.
Paul said, it's high time we wake out of our sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than we first believed.
Amen.
And even today, our salvation, Jesus coming, is sure. It's happening.
Amen.
It's going to happen.
Amen.
It may not happen in my lifetime. When I was a kid, I always thought, you know, the Lord, I'm going to get taken out of here before I die. But I got one more year in my 30s. I may not make it to 40.
Right.
I may not make it to 40. I may not make it to 50. I don't know how long I'll live.
Right.
It may come after I'm in the ground.
Yeah.
Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Exactly.
I mean, I'll have privilege if I'm in the ground when He comes back.
Still
I'll be one of the first.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. But I'm glad His promises are true and I can depend on them.
Amen.
I can see the world changing. It just goes by and it keeps changing.
Amen.
Things aren't used to be the way they used to be when I was a kid. When I was a kid, you could take your pocket knife to school. You didn't have to worry about nobody getting sad.
Yeah,
you take them to show them off to your buddy or say, we might do some trading or whatever.
Yeah.
Kids come to school with their hunting guns to show them off to the teachers.
Yeah.
Well, look at this right here. That's a nice gun. You know, they know I ain't going to go off. Because when you was a kid, my daddy always taught me, don't point a gun at nobody.
That's right, brother.
Unless you're aiming to shoot them.
Yeah.
Don't point a gun at nothing. I got to shoot out for shooting birds in the lawn with a BB gun. I know that.
Amen.
But times are changing. Times are changing.
Amen.
Let me tell you, the Lord's judgment is swift and it is sure, just as His promises are.
Amen.
Yes.
It's very important.
Amen.
God's promises are sure. I feel like I've cleared my heart. I'd ask even those that could to stand. And Melissa's done looking for a song to play on the piano. I asked her to come and play
Bless
a verse or two softly. I don't know who this message is for.
Bless you, Lord.
I know it's for me because the Lord gave it me first.
Lord,
he gave it me before anybody else, and
Amen.
I didn't get it till just now.
Amen. Amen.
You know what I prayed? We was down here praying. I said, Lord, I've wrestled with this, all I know to do. I said, Lord, I just need the anointing.
Yeah.
I said, that's all I need.
That's
I just need the anointing.
Right.
And baby, when I turn it over to Him, everything's all right.
Amen.
You know, if you turn it over to the Lord this morning, everything will be all right.
Yeah.
It might not turn out the way you thought it would, but guess what? God's ways are higher than our ways.
Amen.
A lot of times it turns out a lot better than we ever thought it would. I've had God turn things around for me in so many ways I didn't even know.
Yeah.
He was talking about blessings the Lord gave to you yesterday. You didn't expect none of these.
That's right.
Except for
the promise that God would save.
Yeah. Amen.
God can turn around for you.
Yes,
He can.
Turn around. Yep.
Stay in His Word.
Amen.
Stay serious with God. Stay in touch with Him. Communicate with Him. It's so sad that we say to our loved ones and our friends on this world, we say, well, let's get together and do something sometime.
Amen.
But you know what? It hardly ever happens.
Amen.
How many times have you told God, hey, God, let's get together and have a good time together sometime?
Listen, Heavenly Father, as we come to view the war. And Heavenly Father,
now's the time to get together with God.
The needs on all.
Amen. If you want to get together with God, today is the day of salvation. Don't waste any more time. You've wasted it enough already. If you have a need, come.
Or if
there's something
to come,
there's plenty more room. God has His arms wide open, and He still has enough grace to help in time of need. If you just come tonight.
We pray, Lord, if
you're wrestling with something, God can help you with it. He can take it out of your hands, and He can win the battle.
Set for you. Step out, Lord, and we know you'd meet him here.
You got to give it to him.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would have your will in your way. The word is going
yes,
out, Lord. Send up an individual we know. God, right now, bless your people, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Bless.
One more verse. It won't tarry long.
Bless Jesus. Stay with us.
Amen. Amen. There's needs being met here today.
Amen. Yeah.
If you have a need, you need to come. Let Jesus meet you.
Thank you, Lord.
Terry preached on blind Bartimaeus the other night. It's a revival. Blind Bartimaeus had a need. He wanted to make sure Jesus knew about it.
Yeah, that's right.
They told him, be quiet, don't disturb the master. He cried it all the more. Jesus, thou son of David,
yeah,
have mercy on me.
Yeah.
Jesus was ready to receive.
Yeah.
Because he's willing to ask. You know why you don't have this morning? You have not because you ask not.
That's
what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Ask and you shall receive.
Yeah. Right.
No doubt about it. God is faithful. Amen. I believe a need's been met this morning. You go home and you don't feel just exactly right, call one of us.
Yeah. Amen.
We'd love to pray for you.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, there's one more thing about this message that stood out to me. When I looked at that word slackness, I began to think about, you know, it said, as some men count slackness. That just stuck with me. Lord, what is slackness? And I looked it up, and the original Greek word that that comes from means to delay or to tarry.
Mm-hmm.
Lord's not going to delay His promises.
That's right.
We might think He does, but God's timing is perfect.
That's right.
There's a verse in Habakkuk, chapter, I think it's the second chapter, where it says, write the vision, make it plain upon table, that he that readeth it may run. He said, though it tarry, it will come. It will surely come. Jesus said in the last chapter of Revelation, close to the last verse, surely I come quickly.
Yeah. Amen.
Jesus is coming surely.
Right.
May not be quickly according to our timing, but that surely you can bank on it. You can stand on it.
That's right.